Coming up on episode number 378, it's the Sunday All Request Show moved to Monday afternoon. So you'll hear the usual request stuff, as well as some trivia at the end, and some weather-related requests. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday afternoon. It is October 29th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, where you send in your audio requests or call in your audio requests or email in what you want to hear. And I get it on the show for you and put it all in a nice, neat little package for everyone to enjoy. Had some technical issues over the weekend. That's why this is happening on a Monday afternoon rather than the usual Sunday. Installed the new version, or installed the Apple OS 10.5 Leopard, and ran into some technical difficulties. I actually had to upgrade no fewer than four of the applications that I use to record Coverville. So needless to say, it's been a little bit of a transition period, but I think everything's okay. We'll find out once we get everything done here. So let's go ahead and get started with a cover here of an Elvis Presley classic, Burning Love. And this one is performed by Mother's Finest. It comes from an album called Another Mother Further from 1989. This one is going out to Art in Richmond, Virginia. Here's Mother's Finest.
Oh, Hey, Brian. It's Brian from Seattle. I'm a big fan of Coverville. I've been listening to all your old episodes, and I was hoping I could get you to put on one of my favorite cover songs. It's Beth Orton's version of I Wish I Never Saw the Sunshine, which was originally done by the Ronettes. Now, it wasn't a big hit for the Ronettes, but Ronnie Spector says it was her favorite song, so I was hoping you could get that on for me, and I'll be listening. Take care. Thanks.
Saw the sun.
going out to Brian in Seattle. That is "I Wish I Never Saw the Sunshine," an old Ronettes song that I'd never heard of before hearing this cover version, performed here by Beth Orton from her Pass in Time, the definitive collection from 2003. That is "I Wish I Never Saw the Sunshine." Before that, "Burning Love," going out to Art in Richmond, Virginia, a great clever cover of the Elvis Presley classic done there with some funk and soul by Mother's Finest from Another Mother Further from 1989. Well, really quickly, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this week's Coverville shows. It is Bluehost, and I've told you about Bluehost before. They are the host that handles the website and all of the domain stuff for Coverville.com. They don't handle the bandwidth for the shows, although they certainly could, because when you sign up with Bluehost for your hosting, they give you 3,000 gigabytes of transfer. Which I guess would be 3 terabytes of transfer. So if you get a popular show, all of a sudden it rises in popularity. If you're doing a podcast or if you have a lot of traffic over the month, 3,000 gigs of transfer is a lot. And I know when I started doing Coverville, I'd frequently run out of bandwidth and had to keep calling them to ask for more and turn the site back on. And it just became such a huge expense. But 3,000 gigs easily can handle some of the biggest shows out there. You also get 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, and you can host unlimited domains on one account. So you can actually share that all that 3,000 gigs of transfer between several domains. Plus, you get 300 gigabytes of hosting space. All this with Bluehost, Bluehost.com. However, please use the link on Coverville.com to go check them out, and especially when you sign up, or you can also visit Coverville.com/Bluehost, which will take you right there. All of this you get, I didn't even tell you the price, did I? You get all of this hosting, all these features for $6.95 a month. So for less than $7, you're getting 3,000 gigs of transfer, 2,500 email accounts, unlimited domains on the same account, and 300 gigabytes of hosting space. Check them out, Bluehost.com. Again, make sure you use the Coverville link when you sign up. All right, continuing on with the show, we've got another request here from Sarah. And Sarah didn't say where she was from, but she says she's all about the chill factor, and this song has absolutely got it. So we go from Beth's I Wish I Never Saw the Sunshine to E-Love and their cover of the Eurythmics, Here Comes the Rain Again. This is very Moby-esque. Let me know what you think of this.
Thank you. Hey, Brian, this is Patrick from Orlando. I've been a longtime fan of your show, and I wanted to finally, as I have never before, call in and give you a suggestion. I just ran across a video on YouTube of a group called Gregorian, who does a great cover of Boulevard of Broken Dreams. It's fantastic, and I'm totally in love with this group. I think you can find their album on Amazon or on iTunes. Love the show. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yikes. That ended just a little bit earlier than I was thinking it was going to. Boulevard of Broken Dreams, performed there by Gregorian from last year's Masters of Chant, Chapter 5, the Limited Dark Edition. Apparently the Limited Dark Edition ends their songs about 4 seconds before you think they're going to. That is going out to Patrick in Orlando. You know, when he was describing that, I got the voicemail, I was thinking, oh man, is that some sort of gimmicky chant CD? You know what? I actually really, really like what they did with that. It's much, much better than I would have expected hearing his description or his description of the song and the style. Very, very cool. Another song I really like was the one right before that, Here Comes the Rain Again, the Krieger and Fuhr Sanger chill remix of that version by E-Love from the 2005 EP called Here Comes the Rain Again. Pretty cool. I mean, yeah, obviously she leaves out a majority of the lyrics of the Eurythmics original, but it's got a very cool feel, and I actually found myself humming that version or singing that version in my head the other day while I was driving in the car and trying to remember what it was that I was, where I'd heard that melody, and it finally came to me that it was from that cover song. So very cool. That's going to get some more listens with me for sure. All right, couple more here. A couple of live tracks. The first one is a cover of a Brinsley Schwartz tune that Elvis Costello took and really made his own. What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding? That's the original. This is what I call a cover mashup, where a band records two covers and combines them into one song. So you're going to hear the Nick Lowe, Brinsley Schwartz, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, combined with John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance. So this is entitled What's So Funny About Peace on Earth, and it is performed by a great band called 11 Ways.
Searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is our hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I want to know. What's so funny about peace of understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace of understanding? As I walked on through trouble time, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? And who are the trusted? Where is that harmony, sweet harmony? Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace of understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace of understanding? And where is that harmony, sweet harmony? Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace of understanding?
try and change your mind, and I think it's gonna hurt me for a long, long time. So I wait for the day you go away, knowing that you warned me of the price I have to pay. Then life's full of loss. Who knows?
That was Whitney Steele from the podcast and New Media Expo 2007 in Ontario, California, recorded live out there. So that's not something currently that you can find on CD, although we are hoping that she does record a studio version of that she can get over to the show. You know, hearing that, you're really only getting half of the performance, because she puts on such an amazing show, both her cover there that you heard, as well as her original music, and just the emotion that she pours out on stage. Again, you're just getting kind of half the story. Big thanks on that recording to Paul Berry Jr. of the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast, or Window to the Magic podcast, which you'll find at WindowToTheMagic.com. That is a Disneyland and Disney World, I believe, related podcast. So if you're into Disneyland, you want to check that out, as well as Clinton, who does the Comedy Forecast. He helped kind of get stuff together. And Mike of the Disney Podcast Directory, who also kind of helped facilitate getting me that cover. Thank you to all three of those gentlemen. Of course, if you want to find each of their shows, I will put, or each of their websites anyway, to check out their shows if they've got one. You can look in my show notes, and I'll have links to all three of those where you can check each of those out, as well as a link to Whitney Steele's website where you can hear more of her music. Before that, you heard What's So Funny About Peace on Earth from a band called 11 Ways. Now, these guys are they've been together for 10 years. They're basically a fixture in Long Island, on the Long Island, New York music scene. And they have some friends who've gotten national prominence, 9 Days, Ron Delaney from Rainbow, Steve West from Danger Danger, and frequently those guys will all hop on stage with them during their gigs and jam with them. So definitely a cool band to check out, 11 Ways, and special thanks to Howie for getting me that What's So Funny About Peace on Earth track from their 11 Ways Live 2007 CD. Is there a CD out there, Howie? Let me know. All right. Well, Tina is not here tonight or this afternoon, so I'm going to be doing today's Musically Challenged solo, and I'm going to also have another one just to kind of get through the backlog. I'm going to have another one in tomorrow's Halloween show, so stick around for that, or maybe Wednesday's Halloween show. I think I'll I'll do it one of those 2 days. Let's go ahead and get right into this. This is from Thomas DJ from the Better in the Dark podcast. It is the Coverville Song Ladder.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. This is Thomas DJ with another song ladder that's Better in the Dark.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay, this is another film-related song ladder. As with my James Bond celebration, I'm looking for the artist on each rung. Once you have them all identified, figure out what they have in common to solve the puzzle. And if you crack this code, then you'll have top billing in the Better in the Dark Hall of Fame. Ready?
Yep, all
then
set.
Let's begin.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman.
Wow, you're zipping through these. Okay, so that first one I'm going to say was Roy Orbison. Let me hear this hip-hop one again here.
Sandman.
All right, that's Adidas, My Adidas by Run DMC. Okay.
She's watching him with those eyes.
Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound.
Yeah. All right, so it's Rick Springfield. Let me hear this one again, this hip-hop one right here.
Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound.
Yeah. Don't know that one. This one. Phil Collins in the air.
And if I could hold on through the tears and the laughter.
Can't you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes the world go around.
Okay.
Holy cow. All right. So I didn't get those two after Phil Collins either. I should... seems like I should be able to recognize that last little 70s funk.
Feel the sound moving through the ground. Music makes the world go around.
Okay, you got it all?
Wow.
If you need to discuss the answers for this once-in-a-lifetime puzzle, you can pause right here.
All right, so I've got Roy Orbison for the first track, Run DMC, Rick Springfield. Wasn't able to figure out that... that other hip-hop track there. Phil Collins, then some teen pop sensation, or maybe teen country sensation. don't know that last one. Man, all right, let's... And then what do they all have in common? Just looking over the list here. Have they all appeared as guests on TV shows? Phil Collins was on Miami Vice, Rick Springfield... was on General Hospital? Is that right? I don't know what Run DMC or Roy Orbison. All right, no, this is a stumper.
And we're back.
We are.
Did you get it? Now, admittedly, this is a little more difficult than the last two song ladders, even with the hints. The answer? Each artist was given a chance, a disastrous one, to headline their own motion pictures. To wit?
Oh, yeah.
Roy Orbison was the world's only legally blind Confederate spy in The Fastest Guitar Alive. Run DMC showed they weren't tougher than the box office in the Tommy Boy Finance Revenge picture, Tougher Than Leather. Rick Springfield flirted with a lady doctor in the Hard to Stomach, Hard to Hold. Vanilla Ice left audience...
Oh, yeah. That was Vanilla Ice. He was in, Less Than Zero. It was something... No, Cold as Ice was the name of his movie.
This is Cold as Ice.
Phil Collins was, he played a bank robber. What was the name of that movie? It was this. It was his name. His character's name began with an M. Is that right?
In his big screen starring role, Phil Collins played a bank robber who was adorable to everyone, well, except for moviegoers, in Buster.
Buster. That's it.
Kelly Clarkson appeared in the first in a series of one American Idol tie-in movies from Justin to Kelly, yeah. And the Village People learned that you can stop a
can't
movie career
stop
with
the music.
Can't Stop the Music.
Very good.
If you figured this one out, guys, the popcorn's on me. Now, please remember to check out the podcast I do with Derek Ferguson, Better in the Dark, at betterinthedark.podomatic.com. And until next time, go see that movie.
Well, there you go. All right. Thank you, Thomas. And, of course, you'll find a show link in the show notes for his show as well. Make sure to check out Bluehost.com for if you're looking for a host for your domain or for a bunch of domains. You'll find a link on Coverville that'll take you over there and will also give me a little kickback, which definitely helps. I do appreciate that. We'll be back either tomorrow or Wednesday with the Halloween edition of Coverville. You know, I should do it tomorrow so you have it for Halloween morning, shouldn't I? And then that gets me back on track for the Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday thing. All right, so look for that tomorrow, the Halloween edition of Coverville. Tomorrow featuring covers of from horror-related movies. And you'll see what we're talking about when you... Or Halloween-related movies. Let's just say Halloween-related movies because some of them aren't horror. Okay. Are we good? We'll be back tomorrow. Oh, if you want to get in touch with me, that's what I usually do here. Coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or on the forums at coverville.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for the episodes of Coverville you're listening to right now were provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.